All right, that brings us to the end. So, Mark, traditionally, we give the guests the first opportunity to promote a product, notion, or thing.
I have no agenda and no products, so I'll take a pass on that one.
No? No bands you like? No?
Oh, bands I like? I can tell you what bands I like.
Yeah, you can tell us what we should listen to.
Better if I knew about that.
Or do you have anything you want to plug? Any websites that I didn't introduce? Or you want me to shout out your SoundCloud website again?
No, I think we're good. You know, I'm obviously not in this for really anything other than improving my own skill, so I don't have anything to sell or perform or anything like that.
Okay. Do we want to talk about who we're voting for? Or
yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Possum sauce. Awesome sauce.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Possum sauce. I'm also going to be voting for Paco del Stinko and of course, Cybronica. And oh wait, I already voted. So I also voted for the lowest bidder. So, I mean, I know I had problems with their production, but I like the song enough. So I voted Cybronica, lowest bidder, Possum sauce, and Paco. And that's it.
I'm definitely going to vote for Geech, Not Blue Dolphins, Paco, and Possum sauce. And then I'm not sure how inclusive I want to be in the voting, because usually I look for where there's a clear break in quality, but there was more of a continuum in this case. And I guess I'm undecided on Cybronica, Evil Grin, Third Cat, and Travels with Brindle.
For me, I really want my votes to count this round, so I'm only voting for two. I'm just taking the two best songs, and that's going to be Possum Sauce and I think Tom Skillman. So, Lycanthrope, do you have a song in Freak Flag?
There is a Dimetrodon song. I finally got David and I to show up at the same time, although not where we were supposed to meet, but was able to go over to his house and we recorded a song.
That'll be the second one ever, right?
Yes.
Cool. I think this is going to be an interesting fight. There are a lot of folks in, I believe, including JB.
Oh, yeah. John Benjamin Band is a ringer.
Yeah, one of your favorites, I know.
Will it be electronica or a protest song?
We might find out as early as tonight.
Oh, wow.
Well, actually, that's probably not true because this song was due, what, yesterday morning?
Yes. Technically.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's usually a pretty comfortable 3-day window for that. So we'll see.
Fluffy is also in this round. So I haven't heard anything from her in a long time. So that's going to be very exciting.
It's been a long time.
All right, well, I think that's a wrap.
Should we do shout-outs?
Sure. I would like to shout out to my wife, Sarah, who is so patient when I'm recording here in my closet. And she has to be quiet.
And I will shout out to my husband, Andre. Thank you for all your love and support and your patience and understanding doing a couple of podcasts per week, or maybe more like 1.5 podcasts per week these days is pretty annoying to him, especially when I spend a lot of time editing afterwards, or at least a little bit of time editing afterwards. So I appreciate all that.
And I will shout out to my wife, Molly, for her continual support and indulgence for basically the same reasons as you're talking about, that this takes a lot of my time, but she is always very supportive, which I appreciate. I'd also like to shout out to my Song Fight occasional collaborators, David Daniel from Dimetrodon and Jim Johnson from Sparetooth.
We should also shout out to our 5 regular listeners. 4 of them are Russian bots, so thank you, Russia. And what else?
How many listeners are there?
Well,
we're well into the mid-single digits, man. We got it going on here. Yeah. No, I don't know. I
think not counting bots, it's usually less than 50 unique visitors.
It's a pretty specialized podcast.
Yeah. But it's enough to fill a cafe. So,
Occasionally I have friends who want to check it out and I say, no, you don't.
And you're not going to get it.
And then they're like, no, let me know. And it's like, okay, so here it is. But I say, you're not going to like it. It's not going to interest you at all. It's very esoteric. And then they get back to me and say, yeah, I didn't get this at all. this had nothing to do with anything. And I'm like, yeah, I told you.
Why are you wasting your time on this nonsense?
Yeah, exactly. As we could say that to all of our listeners. And since we're mentioning that, hi, Brian.
Hi, Alice.
Special shout out to you too. Thank you for all that you do. And do more art, Happy Triangle. Come on, get in there.
She's going to make a splash screen for my Linux from scratch distribution that I'm working on.
Oh my gosh. That'll be really, really cool.
That's very cool. So she's going to do art for that so that when it boots, it'll say like Spud Linux or Chumpy Linux or something like that. So it'll be very cool. I have two identities. I am also Spud, but I couldn't be Spud on Songfight since we already have a Spud. A little confusing.
Were there two Spuds?
Yeah.
There's a guy who's been Spud since, I want to say like 2001 or something, since Songfight started up. And he's been an administrator, and he's part of Octothorpe. And so
I couldn't be Spud, okay. So I had to be Chumpy, which is fine. But it's a little bit weird when I hear Spud, I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's a strange coincidence. I don't think I've ever heard anybody else with that nickname.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we're out.
All right. Yeah. I want to thank you for having me on the podcast. Really appreciate the opportunity.
We're really glad we could get you, and I think this one's turning out really great.
We've talked a lot about you on the podcast, too. I mean, so much to the point where Ryan had to say, you are listening to the All Lycanthrope Show.
I remember that.
We do spend a lot of time talking, you know, especially with guests. Again, you're polarizing. There's a lot of debate. There's sort of a lot of, there's been a lot of conjecture about exactly what your deal is. And I'm glad we got to the bottom of some of that anyway.
Yeah.
I'm glad I can provoke some discussion at least.
Definitely. So, Mark, how should we refer to you during the podcast? Do you prefer Mark, or should we call you Lycanthrope, or what do you want?
Either one is fine.
Okay.
You can Mr. Throat. It's kind of weird to call me Lycanthrope. It's not really a given name.
I go Mr. T. Yeah.
Taken.
Never liked Mr. T.
Okay.